Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Do you know how to read culture? Paul did. Some believers seem to think that we should live a monastery-type life, and that somehow that's what the Bible talks about when it speaks of holiness. How sad that believers attempt to isolate themselves from the culture of the world around them. The Christian religion absorbs itself in an artificial environment with its own language and customs. In Acts chapter 17, Paul went to Athens. But sometime before he did, he became acquainted with their culture. He knew how to find that which was in their pagan, heathen culture for which he could use to make a connection with them. He found something that provided him with an opening for the truth. This is God's ways. God has literally filled every culture with an abundance of openings, as it were, where the truth constantly passes through. There they are persistent and uncontainable intersections with the truth. Believers possess an insight to locate these portals. As Paul well knew, these entry portals for truth are often found in the artistic parts of culture. Paul understood this when he quoted the Greek poet in his message on Mars Hill. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. It's interesting, isn't it, that Paul doesn't quote the scriptures once in his appeal to the Athenians. Instead, he quotes to them their own Greek philosopher and poet, a pagan, a heathen. And he did so in order to open the portal of truth. Paul uses their own trusted source as a basis for presenting the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. The trusted sources of our culture are the poets, the songwriters, the musicians and artists and storytellers of our day. You don't have to agree with them. That's just who they are. And hidden in their songs and books and movies are these amazing openings where the truth comes through. Simple lines of thought, ideas, statements, pictures, metaphors that speak the truth of God that his universe can't conceal. As in Paul's day, they are standing, waiting, ready to be interpreted. As everything else in God's universe, it all belongs to him. They're his portals and we're Father's porters, ushering in the truth to others. Without such interpretation, the truth lies there undiscovered. These precious glimpses go unnoticed in the heap of the worthless. Listen, pay attention, look, and you will literally see these intersections of opportunity everywhere in life. In almost every song you hear, every movie you see, every book you read, you'll see the uncontainable truth of Father pressing to come through. After all, we're the sons of God. Aren't we able to see Father's hand in everything and everywhere? Isn't he the God of all, and isn't all of God? Isn't everything a godsend? Aren't we the ones who can actually see the way things really are? The way they were meant to be seen? Oh, we just have the eyes to see them. This is why I often play for you so-called secular music sometime in our time together. Because you and I can see Father everywhere. For us who know Father, there is nothing unclean of itself. Everything is divine, and every area of life is sacred. Paul's approach on Mars Hill is very helpful to you and me. Paul presents God in an all-encompassing way. May Father teach us to go and interpret culture, and to let go of religious culture, and interpret the one that he has called us to be a light to. Leonard Cohen is a great example of a trusted cultural source. He is a greatly influential poet, novelist, and songwriter. Now pushing 80 years of age, he has had over 2,000 renditions of his songs recorded. On his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Lou Reed described him as belonging to the highest and most influential echelon of songwriters. Probably his most well-known song would be Hallelujah. You know how it goes. I've heard there was a sacred chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? His song Anthem is a great example of his work. It contains many lines of truth, the greatest probably being this line: there is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Man, that's our message, isn't it? And Cohen wrote it and sings it. Amazing. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Wow. I wish all believers could get this truth. So, for your edification and enjoyment, here's Leonard Cohen singing Anthem.
The birds, they sing at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away, or what is yet to be. Yeah, the war, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be cut again. Bought and sold and bought again. The dove is never free. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Were signs, the signs were sent. The birth betrayed, the marriage spent. Yeah, the widowhood of every government. Signs were all to see. Can't run no more with that lawless crowd, while the killers in high places say their prayers out loud. But they've summoned up a thundercloud. They're gonna hear from me. That still could ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Thank you. you can strike up the march. There is no drone. Every heart to love will come, but like a refugee.
That's how the light gets in.